off to a great start. I know you just had your own invite. Four guys back from a state tournament team of last year. So expectations for your golf always high, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and I think our guys coming back, you know, we had a solid year. We were able to make the state tournament, I think, for 13 years in a row. And they want to come back and finish a little better at the state tournament. But we also know that, man, Class B is loaded. It's wide open. There's some really, really tough teams, and we have a lot of work to get to their level. But, yeah, we're off to a really good start. We played well at the Norris Invite. We played pretty solid at our own invite last week, and we're just excited to go see some really good teams out west and go play a great course.
I know the goal's got to be always to win your home invite, but man, the teams that you had there, seventh place finish, you still shot a decent round, but boy, you had six others that just shot a little bit better, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, you know, and Norris and Bennington are always going to be tough, and they've got really good programs, and Crete, Coach Richie in Crete has done a really good job of building that program up, and they've got, man, their JVs are really good, too, and so there's just some really, really good golf being played right now. Conditions were tough. It was pretty windy at our invite, and having, you know, we shot, I think, 321. And being seventh just tells you the talent and the type of golfers that are out there in the state of Nebraska right now. And it's just really, really good golf right now.
As I mentioned earlier, got four guys back in the state tournament team. And you've got, boy, Jackson's one of the very best. He's proved it the last couple of years, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. You know, Jackson's just a great kid, a great leader, and just happens to be a really, really good golfer. And he's had a really good start to the year. We went to the Pius Invite, which was kind of the best with Creighton Prep and Westside and Lincoln East and all these great teams. And, you know, birdied the last four or five to go and win that invite as an individual. And the last couple, he's come up short, but he's still playing really, really good golf. And, you know, everyone's like, well, you know, he's not winning. What's wrong? It's like, no, he's still right there at the top of the leaderboard. And, you know, you go and watch any PGA Tour, you know, Scottie Scheffler may be the exception. But, man, those guys are always at the top if they're playing good golf. And, you know, he's not going to win at every invite. But, man, he's just a really good player and a great leader for us. And just does a great job of setting an example for our guys that have come back. Zach Alder, too, man, is playing really good the last 2 weeks. I think he shot he's had back-to-back 75s for us. And then our 3, 4, and 5 guys in Colton Foreman and Creighton Carlson and Camden Stinger are just playing really solid right now. And they're very young. You know, Colton's a senior, but they're still all green as far as just tournament golf. And we're really excited what I think we can do at the end of the year with them.
Your numbers this year, were they pretty good? You have some kids, maybe down the lower ranks, some younger kids, maybe down the varsity right now, but the future looks bright for your golf going forward.
Yeah, you know, we've got some young guys, you know, our 3, 4, 5 guys, our 4 and 5 in particular, and our 2-man, they're all underclassmen. And so, yeah, we've going to continue to I think have a good tradition and a good program. We got some really good middle school kids coming too that really enjoy the game of golf as well. And you know, you play at your country club just as you know, you got the kids that play at Heritage Hills. It's going to make you a really good golfer. And so we're blessed that your country club allows us to have as many kids as that we're able to have. We have 19 kids this year in our program, and I think we have 10 managers that are middle school and younger, and so that makes it a lot of fun. And so just kind of a tradition rich program that we're just continuing to build, and to where we're going to have solid years every year.
You're going to get a practice round. You always, as we were talking about earlier, tradition come out on Monday, get a practice start round in before the it's all for real on Tuesday, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And you know, we love coming out to McCook. The community just supports us so well when we get out there, and Heritage Hills staff is always so welcoming, and it's just a lot of fun for our kids. They always look forward to this overnight trip for us, and we're excited to play some different teams from out west and up to the challenge. You know, Heritage Hills is always in great condition. The course is always very challenging, but our kids love a good challenge. And it looks like the weather is going to be pretty good too. And so we're really excited about coming out.
Temperature is going to be up. I don't know what conditions you've had your other meets in, but man, it's going to be a little toasty, it sounds like, for this one on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty warm. Yeah, we talked to the kids today about, hey, we better start drinking some water now. Yeah, it's going to be warm. I think last year was warm as well. Hopefully, you know, the winds kind of hold to what they're saying. I think about 5 to 10, which, you know, I would say probably out there probably means it's probably going to be 10 to 15, maybe a little bit more, which is an okay thing. We're excited. Hopefully the warm weather will make it even more enjoyable.
And, of course, your kids, you know, they've been out here for a couple of years. Last year, you'd like to have a repeat of what you did last year, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we just need to go out and play the course and compete on every shot. And, you know, we talk about every swing, every shot is a championship-level approach. And so we just want to go out and compete and see what happens. You know, I know we got some good teams out there. I know Coach V always has the McCook boys. They're always tough on their home course, and they always compete very, very well. And so, yeah, we're just excited to go out and play a good course and go be challenged.